From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Each year around this time, northern right whales in the Atlantic head north for the Bay of Fundy. On their way, the whales pass through shipping lanes in and out of Boston Harbor. A federal plan designed to avoid deadly collisions between the whales and the ships is more than a year overdue, and environmentalists say the delays are a threat to this endangered species, as NPR's John Nielsen reports.
Rare right whales are now moving through an underwater valley leading into Boston Harbor. It's called the Great South Channel. Big ships are constantly traveling over these whales on their way into port. When the whales feed near the surface, they often come up in traffic lanes. Sharon Young of the Humane Society says that makes her worry about the future of the last 300 right whales left on Earth.
All you need is one catastrophic thing to happen. I mean, in the Great South Channel, you may have 30 of them feeding within a mile. And if you have a tanker go through at 30 knots and hit them, that's catastrophic. You could lose literally 10% of the population.
There's never been a ship strike anywhere near that lethal, but Young and other right whale experts say it is possible. That's why she supports a plan that would make it easier for whales and ships to avoid each other. It was developed by right whale experts at the National Marine Fisheries Service. At the heart of the plan is a rule that would make big ships slow down to 10 knots in coastal waters that just might be harboring the whales. But from the start, this slowdown rule has been opposed by many shipping companies. Don O'Hare is the president of the World Shipping Council. He says the slowdown rule could actually increase the number of collisions with right whales.
At 10 knots, ships don't maneuver well, and when they're coming into ports along the East Coast, they come in through very tight traffic separation schemes. You have ships entering and departing ports, and it's just an unsafe speed to be coming in tight quarters and in varying weather conditions.
O'Hare notes that he would support a rule that puts lookouts on boats and up in helicopters, but officials at the National Marine Fisheries Service overruled those kinds of arguments in February 2007 when they published a slowdown rule that was sent over to the White House Office of Management and Budget. It's been there ever since. According to OMB documents, White House representatives have repeatedly questioned the validity of studies linking right whale deaths to ship speeds, but officials at the National Marine Fisheries Service stood behind their findings. This internal standoff has kept the slowdown program bottled up for more than a year now. Amy Knowlton, a whale expert with the New England Aquarium, says that is far too long.
We don't have time to waste to dilly-dally with political maneuverings like this. It's just, it's a species that's one of the most endangered species on Earth, and it's really a huge shame that this administration will not step to the plate and take the action that should be taken.
Federal biologists have found new ways to help these whales in the meantime. Ships are being sent away from where the whales are often found, for example. Whale expert Jim Leckie of the National Marine Fisheries Service says that may be partly why it's now been 2 years since a big ship killed a right whale. But Leckie says it could also be just dumb luck. That's because you never really know where these right whales are going to turn up.
These are large black animals with nor dorsal fin, and they're not very surfacely active, so they don't do a lot of splashing, for example, like humpback whales do. So they're relatively hard to see, and if there's any kind of stormy condition or fog or night, you can't see them.
Spokesmen for the OMB say they can't comment on rules that are still under review. Spokesmen for the National Marine Fisheries Service say a rule could come out soon. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.